some of them.
Or it came back up. You'd say you did what?
Vomited up.
Okay. Any other ways of saying vomit?
Throwed it up.
Which sounds better? Which sounds better? Say vomit or throw up?
Throw up.
What about a really crude way of saying that? Did you ever hear puke or
vomit? Puke, yeah. Puked up. I hear a lot of people use that word. I puked my dinner up.
How does that sound
to you? Nasty.
And if a person threw up, you say he was sick. Where?
In the stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
Keep going on at the same girl's
house.
Yeah,
like he's really interested.
Oh, well, he really... I would say he loves that girl.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say he's courting her or sparking her?
Yeah, courting her.
Huh?
I would say he was courting the girl.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her...
Boyfriend.
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
To see his girl, kiss his girl.
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Is mad with him.
Uh-huh. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
Mm-mm.
And they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Quitting.
Okay. And... But if she didn't quit him, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Married.
And at a wedding, any joking ways of saying you got married?
No. Not as I know of. All I would say is that they got married.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
The best man.
Okay. What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's the bride. The maid.
Uh-huh. They call her the...
Maid.
Uh-huh. And do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house that night and make a lot of noise, beat on pans or fire off rifles or something?
No, after they married?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen it on TV.
What would they call it?
Well, they call it a festival.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a chivalry or serenade?
Yeah, I heard serenade when they serenade the people.
What's a serenade?
Well, drinks and things like that. And dinner and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it after someone's married?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have it around here? Did they have it around here?
Yeah. A lot of white people.
Mm-hmm. And... Say if how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like say I saw him. If you'd gone to Dallas and seen somebody there, you'd say, well, I saw him. What, Dallas? I saw him.
I saw him in Dallas.
Uh huh. Did you ever say over to Dallas or down in Dallas? Or?
Well, I hear some people use that word.
How would they?
I've been over in Dallas today.
Uh-huh. How would you use the word up?
Up to Dallas.
Would you talk about going up to Dallas?